Blog Talk Radio.
You know, how about I just stop talking with the mute on? We're going to dispense with the music because we're already late.
Yeah, I was like...
Oh, it's not my day. Oh, my God. I had such a good week. My last 2 weeks were so good. I just kind of been floating along. That'll teach me. That'll learn me. Good morning, Ms. Ginger.
Good morning.
Let me just start off the show by saying I flipping hate Comcast. And you guys, Verizon and the Fios ever makes it down this way. I am so done with you all. Our relationship is so over. Or if I can just afford to get some satellite, you know, that $500 satellite business, you know, where yeah, I'm so gone. Ugh. Ah, Miss Ginger, how was your weekend?
Well, it was good.
I saw you there. You got angry. I didn't get to watch your video because, you know, I got attack of the spores.
There are parts of the weekend that are a little bit blurry.
Yeah, can you let us know what's going on with the, what happened with that video? What was going on with
you
and the guy?
Video? Oh, that video? Okay. Hold on. Apparently a trailer decided to start playing on its own. Stop that. All right, so I was in APB with some friends, and we'd gone to the waterfront. We'd gone to the social district to get new cars and new everything, pretty much, new clothes, all that fun stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been running voice inside APB because it's kind of funny to see some of the reactions because I run it in district. So that people can hear me when we're playing. And sometimes, you know, I get some really good stuff, and other times people are just dorks. But, yay, T'Challa! That's awesome. But anyways, so I am talking to my friend. He's in Skype with me, and I forgot that, of course, I was talking in district. So I'm running through the place looking. I don't remember where I was going. I think I was going to.
Oh, God, I'm going to find somebody at Comcast and just pluck their eyelashes, I swear.
All right, guys, hold up, I'm going to back it up.
You know what, with some bleach and just crazy, oh, my God. Anyway,
yeah.
We got some news to do. Ginger's going to have to share her story later because y'all going to cut us eventually.
Oh, I went ahead because, you know, I got Twitch going, so I decided I'd go ahead and finish it.
You share?
I did.
Oh, she finished it on Twitch. See, that's why we do Twitch. Awesome. Awesome. I'll have to listen later because I still don't know what happened. Yeah, it's already, you know, we're almost...
I heard girl voice and then lost his mind.
Really?
Just,
we have to find out who that is.
Just went... He's like, yeah, I've never seen a girl in this game. Da-da-da-da-da. How many girls are actually in this game? No other girls play this game? Yeah, several girls do. I know several girls who play APB, thank you.
Why
you just happened to have caught me in voice.
What was the big deal of... Yeah, anyway.
I don't know. Like I said, he lost his ever-loving mind for lack of what I can't say on air because it's daytime.
I think I'm ready. Let's dive in. Oh, my head's starting to hurt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, let me say good morning to everybody. Good morning, Joe, Horace, Jay, Augie, if you're around somewhere.
He's passed out.
Xbox Betty, good morning. Good morning to all of you who listen to us regularly. And Comcast, again, I hate you. All right. SimCity launch.
Good morning, everybody.
Xfinity, whatever you're trying to call yourself now, you're still a beep, whatever you call yourself. Anyway, the SimCity saga is still going on.
Still going. Crazy still going.
Yeah, I'm not picking this game up. I'm just going to say it now. I'm not doing it.
You were so excited about it in the beginning.
I was. And I'm looking at the screenshots, and, you know, my van throb, you know, when I saw the screenshots again this morning in my little mailbox, you know, it's like, oh, look at that, but can't do it. Lucy Bradshaw put up a note to the fans on the company website And it's called, the title of her blog is called Straight Answers from Lucy, and Lucy Bradshaw is the general manager over at Maxis. And she explained why the game requires a constant internet connection, and she said it didn't come down as an order from corporate, and it isn't a clandestine strategy to control players. It's fundamental to the vision we had for SimCity, for this particular SimCity. She added that the connection allows EA to keep the simulation state current for all players, handle cloud saves, and enable social features like co-op challenges and a global supply and demand market. Now, additionally, Bradshaw said it protects the integrity of features like achievements and leaderboards. Put together, she said that the online features make the game almost like an MMO version. Yeah. She said, so could we have built a subset offline version? Yes. She said, but we rejected the idea because it didn't fit with our vision. Yes, but of course, your vision is more important than my $60, Lucy.
Apparently, right?
The SimCity we delivered captures the magic of its heritage, but catches up with the ever-improving technology. A number of upset fans in the comments section to Bradshaw's update were not assuaged by the explanation. They had comment, need oxygen during the weekend, but help me speak properly. As one user going by the handle Kleeman wrote, with all due respect, to write an article about why the new SimCity has to always be online, and not to mention DRM or the anti-piracy measure even once, is dishonest and downright disrespectful. It seems like you don't think very highly of your audience. Yes, the DRM issue is a sensitive topic, but to avoid it, not to mention it, as one of the reasons why SimCity is always online, shows absolute disconnect and contempt of your fans. We are not stupid, and I should like to add, we are not amused.
No, not at all.
You know, you could have done what I'm going to bring up Ginger's favorite game and Baby Nature's favorite game, Minecraft, does. There is an online version, at least on the Xbox. I haven't seen the PC version at all.
There is. You play it by yourself.
Then there's an offline version.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you make it so you could do both? You know, people who wanted to leave their connection online should have been able to do so if they wanted to stay in that environment, and those of us that don't, want to play with other people like myself, who is antisocial, should have the option to play offline. Now, I'm not antisocial. Well, sometimes I am, but I might have wanted to jump in there and play every once in a while, but I don't have the option. And because you went on with your vision, and I understand, I'm all for game companies standing up when it's not, you know, right, and the players are coming after you for no reason. But truthfully, this screwed up the game, and the players are angry, and instead of, Lucy, you being a little bit humble and saying, you know, this is why we did it, but we are so sorry, you know, we didn't foresee this problem, should have come right after. You know, we didn't foresee this, you know, problem coming, and we should have made an offline version and left it at that. We could have, but it didn't fit with our vision. That's kind of like, yeah, I am sorry, but not really.
Yeah, exactly, man. Corey's hot. Corey's mad.
Yes, I'm mad because I wanted to play, and I was one of the ones defending them on their Facebook page about how, you know, the beta was not complete, and I didn't even think they were near completion, even though it was saying it was going to be launched. I said, they're going to push it back, you know, because there are some serious bugs in here. This whole, you know, crashing to desktop when I try to switch cities, and I was trying to break it because, again, we tell y'all that's what you're supposed to do in beta, try to break it so that they can fix whatever the problem is so that that doesn't become a problem. But the main problem here is the DRM. It is the online mode, which they didn't put online. We didn't play any online versions in beta. Anybody out there got to play it with other people? No, they didn't even test that. That should have been the biggest test, the last test, as a matter of fact. Let's put everybody online together and see what happens.
That's how
the MMOs do it, Lucy. The real ones.
She went there. Oh my God, she went there.
I'm not happy. Somebody gonna get cut today. Many times.
Yeah, girl, I feel you.
Are the allergies coming after you?
No, I got a little drunk last night, and I'm still under the pressure.
You're not Irish.
No, I'm not. But we were playing ATV, and, well, of course, Bells, you know, Bells I play with a lot. Bells was like, you know, we should play ABB and drink some night. And I was like, okay. So I started drinking. And now my tummy's kind of telling me, you know what, you really haven't eaten anything yet this morning. No, I'm not feeling so good, so.
That's probably also why I'm irritated. Guess what I had for breakfast?
What did you have for breakfast?
Claritin. 2 tables.
Oh, yeah. You're doing the liquid stuff. Ooh.
I have to because it has to get into my system quickly. I'm telling y'all, in the springtime, in the summer, nature just attacks me and Baby Natrix. She gets it much more worse. Like, her skin actually breaks out from the, you know, from the allergies.
Oh, poor baby.
It's really horrible. So we were pretty much out of it most of the day yesterday.
Oh, so anybody who was watching the Twitch last night, I'm so sorry.
What happened? Did you
I don't know. No. Apparently I was loud and quite out of it. So anyway.
Loud and obnoxious.
Loud and obnoxious. Yeah.
I've got to watch that.
I know at some point that I stopped twitching, but I don't remember when. So.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
The view of Ginger and her cohorts do not reflect the views you're getting.
No, I see. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to do a disclaimer. We have to put a disclaimer on that.
I would say, you know, I didn't really drink all that much. Yeah, I did. Anyways, so Sandy Hook. All right, I'm gonna go on this because it just popped up.
Oh no!
Stop pointing the finger at us. How about let's point the finger at mass media, which, you know, I don't agree with that either. But all right, Sandy Hook Elementary shooter had a mass shooting spreadsheet, and this is coming from the New York Daily News. They are reporting details of what a law enforcement source calls Adam Lanza's score sheet. A spreadsheet filled with information from past mass killings, describing the Sandy Hook Elementary school shooter as a deranged gamer. The source says that the spreadsheet contained information on the number of killed in it and that Lanza was trying to top it. He or she also alleges that Lanza may have been planning the shooting spree for many years. The first mention of the spreadsheet took place at the International Association of Police Chiefs and Colonels Conference. It was attended by Colonel Danny Stebbins from the Connecticut State Police. During his presentation, he reportedly talked about how the state's police community is trying to tie the spreadsheet to Lanza's obsession with video games. As is usually the case, the Daily News did not mention any specific games. The only time specific games have been mentioned has been in the UK tabloids. They don't believe this was just a spreadsheet, said the source. They believe it was a score sheet. This was the work of a video gamer. Yeah. Back up. Let me tell you one second. A, most video gamers, I love you, video gamers, but let's be honest here. We're lazy folks. We're not going to do that. And we're sane. We don't want to kill people. If anything, we help people. How many charities do video games run every year? How much money do we raise every year for different charities? There are charities going on year round that gamers are funding. And no. All right. So, anyways, they don't believe this is just a spreadsheet. They believe it was a score sheet, that this is the work of a video gamer, and that it was his intent to put his own name at the very top of that list. They believe that he picked an elementary school because he felt it was a point of least resistance, where he could rack up the greatest number of kills. That's what the Connecticut police believe. I believe they're all idiots and should go put a paper bag over their heads. It is really like he was lost in one of his own sick games. That's what we heard.
And, of course, that makes him a gamer.
Something from his game that you learn in police school about how you're moving from room to room the way he was in that school. You have to reload before you get to the next room. Maybe he has 30-round magazine clip, and he only used half of it. But he's willing to dump 15 rounds and have a new clip before he arrives in the next room.
Jeez, people. Come on.
Wow. Everything that I want to say, I want to cuss right now. All right, okay.
Later this week?
Any game. Hell, maybe he learned the score sheet idea for baseball. We score everything. Everything. We score tests. We score games.
We score our Twitters. We score our Facebooks. We score everything. You're right.
Everything. So to blame this on video games because he had a score sheet? No, and B, we don't have score sheets. All right, we might for some. But the main point that I'm getting at here is we don't do this. We are lazy folks. We are sane folks. This guy was just sick. He was sick. People knew it. No one got him help. This is everybody's fault. Who knew he had an issue? Pretty much, I'm going to go out on them. If you know somebody who's mentally ill right now and you're listening to this and you've not gotten them help, it's your fault when the next shooting happens. Pretty much this shooting too, your fault. It's everybody's fault if you know somebody who is mentally ill and you are not getting them the help they need.
Amen.
Grr. People, y'all are making me scream this early in the morning. Y'all don't know how badly my throat hurts this morning.
Oh,
I was off my rocker. I don't remember. Hello, Horace.
Yes, he's a good ginger. He's a good ginger.
Yo, what's off your rocker, man? I don't remember nothing. Well, yeah, I do when people mention it, but yeah, anyways. Yeah, we had a fun little game this morning of remind Ginger everything she said or did last night. Thanks, guys. I love y'all.
Okay. Run away from Ginger.
I love you, boy. Hey, I'm over 21. It's allowed. Okay.
Run away from Ginger. Run away from Ginger. Are y'all afraid? Run away, run away, run away from Ginger.
No, don't run away from me.
That was so cute. Wasn't that adorable? All right. You people out there that have yourselves a Windows Phone 8 and you're feeling all special,
mm-hmm.
Well, you're not going to feel so special after this.
Oh, no.
Yeah, on July 9th and September 9th of 2014, respectively, exactly 18 months after they were introduced, on those dates, Microsoft said they will stop shipping updates, including security updates to devices running those versions of the mobile operating system for Windows 8 phones. Yes, your Windows 8 phone and your Windows 7.8 phone will no longer be receiving updates. Now, that does sound like a bad, bad, bad thing for you Windows phone owners. It's really not. Microsoft said they're ending support for the versions, but according to VentureBeat, that doesn't mean you can't simply upgrade to the next version of Windows Phone when it's released later that year. Yeah, that's right. Just go buy a new phone. Like, you just balling like that. They said, so while they will allow currently people who have Windows 8 phones to update their devices, they cannot guarantee other factors won't prevent the updates from actually reaching your phone. Distribution of the updates may be controlled by the mobile operator or the phone manufacturer for which you purchased your phone. Update availability will also vary by country, region, and hardware capabilities. That supposedly stinks. Well, it does stink. But as Android has so painfully shown, it's just what happens when you take multi-manufacturer approach to doling out smartphones. And this is probably one thing Apple is very happy they don't have to deal with. If you got yourself a Windows 8 phone, you might want to either go ahead and start saving your money for your upgrade or just come over to the dark side with the Droid. Droid. All right. Ms. Ginger has been eaten by monsters, so I'm going to continue because we have very little time left, and you guys came here for the news, right? News? Well, I'm not going to go into more of this business with the SimCity apocalypse, but there's still more stuff that is popping up even now. People are saying, especially Rob Fahey over at Games Industry International is saying that we're not always online and our games shouldn't be. I'm just going to throw that out there, let you all marinate in that a bit. Guard of War, I didn't really get any charts today, but I can tell you this much. At least I don't think they sent me charts. Let me see. They've been a little late with them a couple of days here. Sometimes they arrive at like 4 in the morning, which I'm usually just getting to bed at 4. Nope, no charts. They are not our friends today. I don't know why. Oh, nope, there they are. Anyway, while I wait for that to load up, I wanted to tell you God of War was unable to topple Lara Croft from the top of the charts. Well, now I don't have to do them because Ginger's back, but I'll do them later here in a second because we're waiting for charts to download. Yay!
Yay! I'm back. Ginger had to go rescue some crackers from my...
I bet. Y'all know why she needs crackers, right?
Hey, I was doing fine when I first woke up because I woke up like right at 10 a.m. I was bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. I was like,
I bet you were.
I'm missing the show. No, good.
I bet you were feeling fine. Okay, so...
All right, my turn?
Yes, it has been your turn. I was about to give them some charts, but I got to wait for them to download because I had to find them.
Well, they download. Let me tell you about Tickle Critters. Yeah, it's so cute. It's as cute as it sounds here.
I'm going to run Tickle Critters. I don't think I like
Tickle Critters. It's so cute. All right, so the popular iOS game Tickle Critters is now 50% off and donating a percentage of proceeds to the RSPCA.
Aww.
I know, right? They're so adorable. I want the penguin. Tickle Critters is currently available on the iTunes Store at 50% off the regular price for a limited time, which is currently 99 cents, regularly $1.99. These lovable baby animals are too cute to pass up totally with them. They're so adorable. But purchasing the app now can help save animals all over the world. Saki Investments will be donating a portion of these proceeds during the sale to the RSPCA. There's never been a better time to be an animal lover. Patrick Puppy, Percy Penguin, Penelope Pig, Katie Kitten, Daniel Duckling, and Reefy Rabbit just can't wait to meet you. These darling little babies need your love and attention. Tickle each critter with a simple swipe of your finger. Fill their tickle meter and see what happens. Perfect for the young and young at heart. Tickle Critters is sure to make you and your little ones laugh. All I got to say is, I know what happens if you, you know, fill most people's tickle meter. They tend to pee themselves. Is that what's going to happen?
I'm not ticklish in places you want to be touching. Anyway, so we don't have to worry about that with me.
Well, all right. All righty then.
Thought I'd share that this morning. Keep y'all.
Wow.
That's right. Stay on your, toes around here. Stay on your toes. Stay on your toes. I got charts somewhere in this folder. I do. I promise I do. It's just, it's Monday. I can only blame it on Mondays. Somebody has a case of the Mondays. All right. I do have some charts. Are you ready, Ginger?
I am ready. Yes.
Okay. Hold the cracker and you crunch when I talk.
I thought I did that because I was like.
You crunch only when I talk. Crunch only when I talk. All right. Number 10.
Number 10.
SimCity 3, University Life, which I'm also avoiding because I heard some, not that it was a bad game, but I heard some things I didn't want.
People are throwing a fit about it.
Yeah, something to do with the college and the naked people and the one sim at college and he can't marry his sweetheart or her, I don't know, but I'm.
Apparently there's a nudist that runs through.
Yeah.
And people are all upset about that. And it's like, really? Really? What do you think you're going to get? It's college.
It is SimCity. He was in the previous one. He was in the Sims 2, that same guy. And you do have that real guy who does that. Every college, everybody that's been to college will tell you.
Everybody does.
Yep, there's one guy that's going to run through naked. Never a girl, but it's always a guy. He's going to run through. And it's always a guy you don't really want to see naked. Anyway.
I know, right?
Number of nine.
Number nine.
Call of Duty Black Ops 2. Shout out to the little girl I met that plays Call of Duty, too. You're so awesome.
That is awesome.
She's 12. She is amazing. Okay, so, and number eight, Crysis 3. Crysis 3.
Yeah.
Got a Crysis 3 times over.
Wow. See, that's no good.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, this is the all EA chart this week. Number seven. Far Cry 3.
Yay. Hey, another three.
Are you crying?
This is the 3 week.
It's also number six. Can anybody guess what number six is?
FIFA!
Yes!
FIFA's a million!
FIFA 13 with a three in it. Look at that.
See? Three.
All right. Number five. Nobody's ever going to guess. Never going to guess.
APB?
SimCity. I don't know why.
Really? SimCity?
Yes, you people. It's not working. Stop buying it.
I was rolling in my pink Dodge Durango. Yes, I was. The bubblegum machine.
Oh, my God. What are we going to do with the ginger? Okay.
Number four.
Sniper Ghost Warrior 2. What? I've never heard of this before I said it. And number three. Ginger, stop crunching that.
Where is talking to me from down a hallway?
Yeah, I have a whole thing going on. You'll be okay.
I hear her fine, which is like, I think my
sound card has decided to switch to. It has all these different effects, and sometimes it likes to switch them on, you know, at random, just whenever it wants to. So I think this one it is a hallway or something like that, or alley. I don't know, but it's not up right now, so I can't turn it off. So you'll be okay. Then you have number three, which is StarCraft II: Heart of the Swarm.
Yay!
Number two.
Sorry, I was checking my sound to make sure it wasn't something that I'd done. Number two!
It's definitely me. Or at least I'm going to...
I know I was messing with... because I finally found out how to turn the voice up in APB and turn the sound down. So I was making sure I hadn't messed with anything else by accident.
I think I've been listening to our podcast, so I sound that way. So I think it's my because it sounds like one of my sound effects. I have one that's a bathroom and hallway and stadium and all kinds of crazy stuff. All right, number two, God of War, Ascension.
God of War.
And number one.
Number one.
I'm so proud of you, Laura. And I haven't gotten to play it either. Obviously, you know, like I said, I was attacked by the worst.
Everybody that I've talked to who has played it has
amazing.
Loved it.
It is rave reviews across the board. I haven't heard anything bad in spite of the whole rape scandal thing.
And there's usually at least one gripe of some sort in most of these games. I've not heard one bad thing.
Not a bug, not a
anything. They got this right.
Activision work.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you do.
Activision's all like, sit back, let me show you how this is done.
That's right. Go Activision. I sure do wish the spores will stop attacking me. Can nature love on me, please, and stop attacking me?
Nature, leave my quarry alone.
I was born in the spring, and, you know, if I could go back and do it again, I think I would just be born in the Netherlands. Just somewhere up north. I you know, me and the cold, you know, I complain that it's cold, but
well, you know, Alaska is cold if you think about it, but they have something called fireweed in Alaska, and it blooms during a certain time of the year, and it's for only like 3 weeks, but those 3 weeks everybody dies just about.
Is there somewhere I can go where there's just no plant life? I love plants, don't get me wrong. I love my state. It's so lush and tropical, and it's really good on the woman's skin because, you know, tropical air is really good.
I know, Jay. I can't believe people was all the way down on the list. I mean, it used to be like one, two, or three.
It's usually, well, you know, sometimes it's Lara Croft. Sometimes it takes...
Lara Croft is all like, step back, boys. Give me some room.
Coming through.
Hands to yourself.
I would have to the guy in the trailer, right?
Oh, my God. All right.
Did everybody catch the BioShock trailer last night during The Walking Dead? Oh, well, I know Ginger didn't. She didn't watch Walking Dead. The BioShock, which we can't show because it's shown during The Walking Dead, so it's kind of a, it's a rated, you know, M trailer even, so, because I thought about grabbing it this morning, but we can't. But if you haven't seen it, go and watch it. I actually am a little bit interested in BioShock now after watching that trailer. But we can't show it. It's some implied murder. The girl doesn't actually die. I'm just going to give that away when you see the trailer. But because it's implied murder.
Jay says, I hear Mars is nice this time of year.
You know, I've been to Mars this time of the year. The tourism is horrible.
I hear if you go there, it's like a mandatory probing. Don't know if they're right.
Ew.
Sorry, I had to. Did you hear that there's a company looking to send a married couple in, I forget, like 4 years? The 4 years from now, they're hoping to send a married couple.
Well, we know what they're trying to
do. A trip to Mars and back.
Yeah, you want them to not be married and have beaten each other to death and be pregnant when they come back. Explain all that.
Because it's like 6 month trip, you know, 3 months there, 3 months back, whatnot. So. Yeah, that they're looking at building a spaceship that can hold the food supplies, whatnot, and send a married couple because, you know, it gets lonely in space, and they're going to need each other to lean on, all that fun stuff, so.
Oh, hell no. I believe Zakari has picked up a virus.
Oh, hell no.
I thought something was amiss.
That's what she gets for watching all that, you know, dirty goat porn.
Dirty. See that? Ah. Four.
All right, well, it's my turn. Bounty Monkey for iPhone and Android is out. An independent game development studio based in Lisbon, Portugal, is pleased to announce that its newest game, Bounty Monkey, has just been released for iPhone, iPod Touch, iPad, and Android phones. Oh, yes, and tablets. That's right, folks. Get ready to test your reflexes in this action-packed endless runner. Put on the jacket of the pirate captain's renegade pet monkey while you flee for your life with your master's loot. Run, jump, and ride unique flying mounts while satisfying your craving for shiny gold coins, precious gems, and invaluable goldfish. Goldfish, that's right, folks, you're collecting goldfish. Spend your earnings in power-ups, upgrades, and additional flying mounts to boost your performance. How far can you go before getting captured by the ruthless pirates? Can you dodge the sea witch's death ray? Bounty Monkey will get you addicted for hours with its alternating gameplay modes. Tap and hold to grab swinging ropes. Release the jump. Tilt the device to control flight. All right, so we got some features here. Run, jump, and fly to collect loot and escape the pirates. In this endless random generated world, chase mode, escape the sea witch's death ray, 7 unique flying mounts with bonuses, many power-ups and consumable items, lots of power-up and mount upgrades, dozens of achievements, online leaderboards, poster results to Facebook and Twitter, oh yes, and game statistics. All right, so Bounty Monkey, yay! Actually looks kind of cute, from the picture at least.
Oh, I'm just talking. Yeah, I'm muted.
Yeah, okay.
I just got an update from the UK, EA UK, about your SimCity. Okay. They said they want to tell you lovely and patient mayors out there, thank you, and you will get a free PC download game from Origin starting today.
Oh, my God, Horace, that's so geeky.
Every player that has activated their copy of SimCity will receive an email that will give directions on how to redeem this particular offer, and you can also find more information on their FAQ. They'll be opening up the redemption portal country by country, so some of you may see it a little sooner than others. You will have to have selected your game by March 22nd. They said they don't want any of you to miss out on this free game, so you must register your copy of SimCity at March 26th by 6:59 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, and you can claim your free game by March, and you must claim your game by March 31st, 6:59 Greenwich Mean Time. And here's a list of the games you can get, in case you thought that it was just going to be any game. Ginger, am I still here? Can you hear me, woman? Are you eating crackers?
Hear you. I was crunching a cracker.
Okay.
Crunching a cracker.
You got quiet? I wasn't sure. Okay, so here are the games that you can get.
What you got?
Just any game. Is Battlefield 3? Standard Edition, Bejeweled 3, Dead Space 3, Standard Edition, Mass Effect 3, Standard Edition, Medal of Honor Warfighter, Standard Edition, Need for Speed Most Wanted, Standard Edition, Plants vs. Zombies, and SimCity 4 Deluxe. So there's no Sims in there, so I'm not registering a flipping thing. I'm not getting it. If they had offered a Sims expansion pack of some sort for download, I was all in. But no, I don't want any of those games. Thank you so much, EA, for trying to share, but whatever. Ginger is sending me Prawn, and she knows.
I am. Star Wars Prawn.
Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Ooh. Anybody out there interested in those games? I'm not interested in any of those.
No, not really. All right, so let me get this trailer going. Let me get this trailer going. Press play. Oh, hold on. I got to make it big again. There we go. Oil Rush, an epic naval strategy game, is released for Android devices based on Qualcomm's Snapdragon S4 chip. That's right. This game is already available on the Google Play Store. You can jump into the next generation of 3D graphics, hardcore depth, and touch native controls directly on a mobile device. Oil Rush for Android is based on the proprietary multi-platform Unigine engine. There we go. Along the Windows, Linux, and Mac OS X versions of the game that has been delivering excitement to gamers since January of 2012. Oil Rush is a 3D naval strategy game that takes place in a world where nuclear war has melted the ice caps, changing the face of the planet forever. It features unique gameplay focused on group control and global-scale decisions. Get ready to command a naval war between furious armies striving for the last remaining supplies of oil. Smash through onrushing waves of enemies while experiencing a thrilling story of apocalypse, military technology, and never-ending battles. So that's kind of interesting. I'm looking at it. The water is pretty. Corey, don't look at the water. Don't look at the water. Actually, it's not all that pretty, but... So
I'm sorry. I had to put my hands below the desk for a moment. Oh, look at that.
That is kind of cool looking, and that's for a tablet? Is it free? Are they telling us? I'm looking for a price.
They lie. That's not free.
No, but it's... did it show a price? Because I'm not seeing a price.
They lie.
Download the demo for free.
What is it with download the demo for free? What were you going to charge you for the demo?
I know, right?
Of course it's free. It's a demo.
You know, you got those weirdos. And, yeah, well, you got SL who does
second, yeah, Second Life charges you for demos, but I'm going to need y'all.
Like, really?
Yeah. I need y'all not to be texting me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Text her harder. Text her harder.
Look, Horace is like, looks at the water, big eyes.
I love you guys. Y'all are so awesome. Mm-hmm. We have the best fans. Yes, we do.
Jay says, "Why? Yes, I'll take a free game. Where be the list? Where be EA's list? Bring it forward." No, you know what? EA, I don't. It's on Origin, Jay. It's not on your Xbox. It's on Origin. They're not going to give it to you. You know, the hard copy. I'm sure if you griped enough, if it didn't work, you could get them to send you a hard copy. They will do that.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I give them credit for. That's how I got a hard copy of my game because I was like, "Look, this is not working. I have installed. I have Origin like I'm supposed to." It's not bootlegged. I'm sorry. I had a flashback. Okay. I'm sorry. I have those moments.
That's funny. I like Jay. Jay, you're so awesome. That's why you're going to be my one-day husband. Yes.
I'm going back away. My own business. Okay, so March of the Eagles. March of the Eagles adds Crusader Kings 2 modding tools. For those of you who like to mod your things, from Paradox Interactive, they said raise your regimental banner and beat the drums of war, a hefty patch for the March of the Eagles approaches. The latest update to the war game is based on the Napoleonic Wars, and I know how to say that word, as the complete from highly popular Crusader.
See, and people don't understand that. They're like, do you really have a hard time saying these words? Well, all right, some of them, yes, I do. But the other deal is I'm so set on reading these things. my brain is, like, sounding them out, you know, ahead of me, and then, like, yeah, it's not good. It just, yeah.
I've said Napoleonic before. I might have even said it in the past few days, but I'm on Claritin, and that's all I've had this morning.
See, that's how awesome she is. She's actually said that word the past couple of days.
Yes, we were having a discussion about some short people and having a Napoleonic complex. It was actually Snow and I yesterday. So, yeah, I did say that word just yesterday. Check in with her. She'll tell you. and no, I do not have a Napoleonic complex. Anyway, Crusader is allowing players to mod your March of the Eagles game in nearly every aspect imaginable, as well as play with multiple simultaneous mods. It's kind of hot. Patch also includes major updates to the gameplay, such as better retreat paths and not allowing low-morale units to enter enemy-controlled territory, as well as brand-new content, such as historical generals, completely new combat mechanics, and battle sounds. You also now have an even better chance of taking control of one of the great powers of Europe to push for land and naval dominance in a dominant... Why can't I speak today? In a decade swirling with fire and smoke and dark acts of betrayal as each nation moves towards enabling its own objectives for... Yeah. Go over to Paradox... forum.paradoxplaza.com and you can check out some patch notes if you're interested in playing that. If you play these sort of games, you can also watch the developers go forth to the battlefield for an intense multiplayer rematch as they take on their friends and rivals in an intense live stream tonight. Which
actually
it's not tonight for us. It's going on right after this show. And you can go and check this out. Actually, I'm going to get you, Ginger. You're probably, they might be going on right now. Think about it. It might be right now. See, but you can't go until after the show, which is in 2 minutes. You can pop over to their Twitch. It's /Paradox Interactive. And tell them, say, GGR sent me. You can also go and get
I was looking for their link.
Yep. You can also go to download the demo if you like March of the Eagles at on Steam. If you want to play it, give it a play. Not my cup of tea, this particular game. It sounds interesting, but when I get into play, it does nothing for me. I need to be able to zoom in and all that stuff, and it needs to work like SimCity is supposed to work. Ooh, SimCity. Crazy people.
All right. So,
we got 2 minutes.
We're going to go. I was going to see. No, this one's too long. All right, so we're going to get out of here, folks. We got games to play and crackers to eat and Comcast to cut. And
it was a run by tapping. Kit Natrix just ran by.
Oh.
Hi.
Don't you love it when they do that? And you're like, oh, my God.
She did scare me. I forget she's here. Not a cat person still, guys.
Yeah, mine likes to come up and, like, I won't even hear her. She'll, like, come up while I'm in here, and she'll, like, start tapping my leg with a paw. Like, oh, my God, what's this?
I just grabbed her tail. She was not pleased. Now she's giving me an evil look. Bring it on, Kit Natrix.
I love the song.
All right, we'll see you guys later. Thanks. And we're sorry, we're so late. We'll be here outside tomorrow.
Goodbye, folks. Have fun. Later. Mwah!